Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Case Study: When Brands Nailed the Meme. Let's dive in. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Most brands miss viral moments because they're either too slow or too corporate. They see a trending meme, call three meetings, debate brand safety, and by the time they post, the internet has moved on. But today, we're breaking down brands that turned internet culture into eight-figure revenue wins. If you've ever wondered how memes actually translate to money, this breakdown will fundamentally change how you approach cultural marketing. Let's start with what I call the speed principle. Successful meme marketing requires response within 6 to 8 hours of peak virality. Think about it. Internet culture moves at the speed of human attention, which is lightning fast. The brands that win prepare cultural response templates in advance. They have pre-approved creative frameworks that can be executed without committee decisions. It's like having a fire department ready for the alarm, not building the truck after the house starts burning. But speed without authenticity is just noise. Research shows meme campaigns succeed when they amplify existing behavior rather than create new behavior. There's a golden ratio here: 70% authentic to the meme, 20% brand integration, 10% call to action. Brands that try to own or control memes fail spectacularly. Those that participate genuinely become part of the cultural conversation. Here's where strategy gets tactical. Each platform speaks a different meme language. TikTok has sounds, Twitter has reply culture, Instagram has stories. Smart brands create three versions of every meme response, optimized for platform-specific engagement patterns, then test with microspend within the first hour to identify what resonates. Let me show you this in action. Duolingo transformed from a simple education app to a cultural phenomenon through consistent meme participation. Their unhinged owl persona generated 6.6 billion TikTok views and 500% user growth in 18 months. They made brilliant moves, hired Gen Z social managers, gave them creative freedom, and responded to user-generated content daily. The result? A $369 million IPO, partially attributed to cultural brand value created through meme marketing. Your immediate action items: set up Google Alerts for trending topics in your vertical. Create a one-page creative brief template that can be executed in under 2 hours. Most importantly, identify the one person on your team who can approve and publish cultural content without multiple approvals. Remember, meme marketing isn't about being funny, it's about proving your brand understands the cultural moment. When done right, it builds the kind of brand affinity that drives long-term customer lifetime value. The brands that will dominate the next decade are the ones learning to speak internet as a second language. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stay ahead of culture. Stay ahead of competitors. Cultural Intelligence Report.